guys so much.
We appreciate it. And oh, that just attuned our spirits. I can feel that frequency rising, can't y'all? Now with the high frequencies and just happy hearts, let's settle in to hear from our beloved Reverend Jill. She's going to stream in live to us.
Hello, my friends.
There she is.
I so wish I was there with you this morning. I'm really sorry I can't be there. After, you know, completing my sabbatical and planning to be back at church on this Sunday. The last part of the sabbatical was a trip to the United Kingdom, and all three of us got COVID while we were there. The first one to fall was David, based on the timing, he probably got it on the airplane, and then a few days later, both Alex and I had it. So luckily, I am as vaccinated as a person can be, and so I'm hoping that this is a mild case. But if my voice kind of comes and goes, that's why. And I've just had my first dose of antiviral just a few minutes ago. Hopefully I'll be done with this soon. But I really am sorry I'm not there with you today. I can just imagine your faces and your presence and your sweetness. And I do wish I was there with you. So today's lesson is the run-up, I guess, to Thanksgiving. And it's easy to talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving. It's easy to talk about, you know, what we're grateful for. And I don't want to rehash a topic that not only we cover every Thanksgiving, but also I've spoken a lot about gratitude over the last year or two. So I don't want to beat a dead horse, as they say, about gratitude, because most of you are already in a practice of gratitude for your life to begin with. So I just want to bring some nuances to the idea of gratitude today and to tie it in with the idea of grace as well. And not surprisingly, I've got some research here, those terms come from the same roots. And of course, the early roots of the word imply that that it's something that we're thankful for. But also, the root of the word means pleasing. So grace and gratitude are kind of related to each other. And I don't know that we always think of it that way. In a traditional Christian sense, let me share with you what it says here. In a traditional Christian sense, it means that that grace is the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. So that's what grace has come to mean in the Christian church. And of course, you've heard me talk about grace before as something that we experience that is beyond the idea of karma. And I think we're all very grateful and knowledgeable and aware of the fact that if we were to be punished, if you will, in kind for everything that we did that was not good, we would have miserable lives. And so in the balance of things, we experience more in the range of blessings than we do in the range of misfortunes. And we can argue that at different points in our lives. There are times when it seems like the blessings are so overflowing, and other times it can feel like we're visited with misfortune after grievous incident. And so what we have to do is kind of look at things in the balance, to look at weighing those things out to see whether misfortune has been our lot or whether grace has been our gift. And I think most of us would agree that grace has been the predominant force, whether we were realizing it or not. Because grace is not just about looking at evidence of God. It's not just about saying, oh, God gave me this or God gave me that. It's more about the way in which we live our lives, the attitude in which we live our lives. And you know that in Unity, we teach that the thoughts that you hold will determine how you experience the world. It will shape events and circumstances around you. And none of us can plot our course by saying, oh, if I'm just grateful enough, if I'm just in the right frame of mind, nothing bad will ever happen to me. That's not the point. That's not why we do it. Because then we've moved into a bargaining position with God, and that's not the way it works. We look at grace and we look at gratitude in that we are awake. We're awake all the time. That's our goal, is to be awake. That's the only way that we can notice blessings when they come along and acknowledge them. Grace is that element that lets us be accepting of our lives exactly where we are, for all its beauty, for all its sorrow, for all the uncomfortable things, the boring things. That attitude of acceptance is a gift of grace. And I'll talk about this a little bit more later, but that attitude of acceptance is also a gift that we give to others. It's a gift that we give to ourselves. Isn't it the most loving thing when you know that someone accepts you exactly the way you are? Isn't that just a delicious gift? Isn't it affirming? And so when we talk about grace, we're talking about accepting life. And by accepting life, we're accepting that God is in life everywhere. And so we see the divine in all things. And it supersedes, it transcends our judgments of good or bad. It helps us to see in the moment what might have taken us years to be able to see as a blessing. In other words, we can look back at things that happened in our lives, and at the time, maybe it was terrible. It was awful. But because we are people of discerning faith, we can say, had that not happened, I might not have learned the things that I've learned. And that is not to let any perpetrator of violence or abuse off the hook, but it allows us to move into a place of acceptance, not only for what has happened to us, but an acceptance of our ability to move beyond it, an acceptance of our ability to forgive wherever we need to forgive, an acceptance of the gift that we have of renewal. That's what grace and gratitude are really all about. And it brings a different color to this Thanksgiving, I think. If we look back at 2 years ago, Thanksgiving was very dark, and people were dying across the nation. It was a pretty dark time. I look at where we are now, not just Americans, but I look at us globally, and I think that we're all so much more appreciative of the things that are around us than we've maybe ever been before in our lifetimes. There's an enthusiasm and a patience that I saw particularly during my travels in the UK. It was a time of reflection for me. It was a time of being in the present moment between the past, which is so evident when you're in Europe, and now, and looking toward our future in whatever it holds. So amidst all of the glory of the monuments and the cathedrals, and the weight and glory and shame of history, in the face of all that, there were also demonstrations going on that reminded us that people are suffering in different places, that there are people that have the freedom and the voice to be able to say, what they don't feel is right, whether we agree with it or not. We have that in our country as well. But as I traveled, I noticed how happy people were to be out in the world again. Now, the downside of that is that there's a lot of people out there in the world passing diseases around to each other. So there's that. But on the whole, the gift of grace was evident every place that I went. And part of that, I think, is because I, along with many, choose to see beauty and blessings. I found myself, when I was photographing things, to look at the large picture of things and then to look down into the very small details. And then to look back out again at the larger picture and to see how the small details enhanced the greater picture in a way that I might have missed at first look. And I think that's something that we can do in our lives, any place, any time. It's just to stop for a moment and say, I'm grateful for this moment right now, right here. I'm grateful. And then to look at that big picture that we're looking at, and then look at the small details around us, to look at the people that are right in front of us, to look at the things in nature that are right there. That's important for us. That is an act of grace because we have become fully present to the moment that we're in. So as we go into a holiday, of course we remember those who may be lonely at this holiday, who maybe have had losses recent or that are still being grieved. And as we do that, we extend the act of grace by knowing that we can pray for those, we can be aware of those among us who are lonely. We can take action wherever we can to take care of that, to give gifts to others, to do things that would enhance other people's lives. And here is just a little nuance that I wish I'd come up with this idea on my own, but it's not personal to me in the sense that I didn't think this up. I read an article the other day that said when we're in our practice of gratitude, sometimes we use gratitude as an excuse not to fulfill our dreams. So stay with me for a second here, because this is very, very interesting take on the idea. So let's say we're disappointed with something, or we haven't gotten where we wanted to in life, or whatever. We haven't healed the way we wish we would. But I guess I'm grateful for what I've got. Or, well, at least there's this, and I'm grateful for that. That's a slippery slope right there. Yes, it's good in the face of things that we're not pleased with to look at things that we are pleased with. Yes, that is very important. And again, we go back to the roots of the word grace and gratitude. And it's about things that are pleasing. It's about getting the gift of something that transcends maybe our common experience. And so the nuance that I'm talking about means that we also can't use gratitude as an excuse to not pursue our dreams, to not reach for that which our intuitive self may be calling us to. You see, ego does a lot of comparison. As you know, ego does a lot of weighing. This is good, this is bad, this works for me, this doesn't work for me. I have all these things, therefore I'm better. You know, those little tricky places that we go to with ego. Our deep intuitive sense sometimes will creep up when we're expressing our gratitude to show us the next thing, the next ideal, the next part of our journey for us to move into. So perhaps you're saying, well, I'm never going to have any more money than this, but I'm grateful for what I've got. It's a good place to start. But the next step in that is to look at where your prosperity consciousness is, for instance. Is there a place in which you can express and receive more abundance in your life? Is there a place where you can share more love, therefore receive more love? Is there a place in which your generosity can expand so that not only do you see more to be grateful for, you're able to give more. You're able to extend your graciousness, your gratitude, your sense of being in equilibrium in the world, every place that you go. So I hope this is clear what I'm talking about. Let your gratitude be a signpost to seek your intuition as well. To ask yourself, is there something that I need to be paying attention to? I know that on this trip, of course, I was with my sons, and as a 67-year-old woman, I don't have quite the agility and stamina that my 25-year-old sons have. And there were times when it was frustrating to me not to be able to keep up as quickly as I'd like to, although I find myself pretty fit and in pretty good shape. I discovered that it was time for me to be gracious to myself in accepting limitations as they occurred, even as I could be grateful that I was able to move about, period, that I was able to go on a vacation and then walk amongst things that are older than we experience in this country. So I had to extend graciousness to myself, to accept myself exactly where I am. Also to use that as a measuring stick with my intuitive self to see if there is more that I need to do to become more agile, to have better stamina. And so Grace followed me around. She was right there with me on this entire trip. But because of that, because grace causes us to keep our eyes open to blessings, because grace lets us be in the present moment to see the face of God everywhere and in everything, I was also able to experience some amazing interactions with people, to be able to see some small details that brought delight and joy to the moment or a profound sense of appreciation. I was there amongst the places that my ancestors lived in Scotland. And my goodness, the sense that I was connected to that land and its people was profound. Also, acknowledging that our existence here on this planet, in this life, is a fleeting thing. And what a gift of grace it is to be able to experience joy and beauty and the gravity of history and the preciousness of life. Every moment. No matter how wet and cold or sick we were, there was always something of beauty to be found. And I guess maybe that's become a theme, is to look for beauty everywhere because it is to be found. Even in the meanest, harshest places, there's beauty. And by acknowledging that, by seeing that, by being present with grace and gratitude, then we are extending those things to the world around us, to the people around us. And so here's my invitation to you for Thanksgiving, no matter how you spend it, is to walk in beauty and to walk in grace. Because grace, reveals so much. It's a gift that is given to us that illuminates, it illuminates our moments. It puts light in our steps. Do you see, I'm struggling for words, as I always am, to define grace. When you give thanks this year, listen for the things that are requiring your attention, even as you acknowledge the things for which there is only thankfulness. Remember to extend the gift of your graciousness to your family members if you're with them. Near and far, departed and present, extend your graciousness. And there is so much in that. Isn't it lovely to think that we could walk through life being people that are pleasing to others? And I'm not talking about a behavioral thing like trying to make people happy. I'm talking about walking with the presence of God alive and bursting in flame in you, so that your very presence is pleasing to others. That's not like being the nice person. This is so much bigger than that. So my beloved friends, I'm going to draw this talk to a close because I'm running out of energy. And I look forward to being back with you very soon. We're going to have a glorious and gracious holiday season coming up. And I so look forward to being back with you. Thank you for being patient with me today that I could not be with you in person. I know that this is not the best alternative, but today it was the only alternative. So God bless you, my friends. You're in for a lovely meditation with Abby, and of course a beautiful rest of our service today. Know that I love you and I bless you. I appreciate you so, so much. You've taught me so much about grace. You've taught me so much about gratitude, and for that, I am grateful. Until I see you, be blessed. Be well. I love you.
Love you, love you, love you. See if we got, yeah. Oh, such a gift just to have her in the space with us. Oh, yeah. Oh. We're going to take this lesson, this talk, inward so that we can allow our spirit to reflect and teach us what is ours to take from this. So let's get into confluence together. Let's breathe in together. Hold and release. Let's breathe in again. And on the next release, we are going to make a sound together. Wah, wah, wah. Three times. Breathe in again. Hold and release. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Do it one more time. Wah, wah, wah. That amazing breath can take us to places and help us release. We release so that we can bring in more love, more light. A few more breaths together, recognizing the four parts of that breath: the inhalation, the hold, the release, and the suspension between the breaths This is the moment between life and death, between death and the next breath of life. Let's get centered with it. Breathing in. Spirit, show us what grace looks like for us this season. Who do I require to earn what is God's gift freely? Who do I withhold grace from as though it is something they must earn from me when I know God gives it freely to me and through me? Help me, Divine Spirit, to show them the love. How am I not showing myself enough grace? Tell me, Spirit. Help me to be more gentle and more gracious in these ways to myself. Where do I need more balance, Spirit, so that I am speaking my truth while also being incredibly gracious to others? They may show up as they show up or not show up, and there is always grace still. Myself included, all and myself, we are doing the best we can. Every day, I get a little bit better and better and better. Let's say this first to ourselves inside. Every day, I get a little bit better and better and better. And now together in unison, every day, I get a little bit better and better and better. One more time. Every day, I get a little bit better and better and better. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we are so grateful for the grace in which we get better and better. The space in our hearts that feels expanded and elevated, as though we can love all that come into our holodeck, into our world. I will take this with me today. I will remember there's love for enough for all. There's grace for all. And we're all just getting a little bit better and better and better. I thank you for this, God. Thank you for the peace that this allows me. Thank you for the grace that this allows me to emanate and express. Thank you for the transcendent quality that brings me from the depths of frustration and stress and anxiety into peace. And so it is. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Swaha. Om Wahe Guru Wahe Guru. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Wiggle around just a little bit. I love getting into that space together with you guys. And then I adore waking up and seeing you in your bodysuits. You all found them today. I'm glad you got here in them. What a blessing.